When this news comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reprimands that sahabi. The sahabi says, but Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he only read the kalima to save his life. Whole time he was wanting to kill me. Now when he was down and he knew that there is no other way out, he just read the shahada just to save his skin. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, did you open his heart and check? Did you open his heart and check what you say? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his concern wasn't power. His concern wasn't to just take over places. His concern was that iman must reach the four corners of the world. Every person must come upon iman. Every person must come upon deen. This was his ambition. His whole maqsad, his whole ambition of life, that everybody must come upon iman. Everyone must become reciter of the kalima. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his other main fikr was that he must convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly to the ummah. So much so that when the ayat of the Quran Sharif used to come down, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be so anxious that now he must by heart this ayat properly. He must by heart the ayat properly, because now he needs to convey this to the rest of the world. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as soon as that ayat is coming, already he used to start reading, you know, trying to by heart it. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَ. That don't, you know, like as soon as the verse is coming, why are you putting this bodge on yourself that you want to try and by heart it immediately? We will put it into your heart. We will put it into your heart. You don't have to make any extra effort to by heart these ayat. Automatically, it will be put into your heart. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana. It is our responsibility, our zimmedari. We will put it into your heart. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at his fikr, that the message must go properly. Then you find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that Hajjatul Wida. Now if it was us, we would have had one jalsa. If it was us, we would have had one jalsa. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Today I have perfected your deen. I have completed my ni'mat upon you and I am pleased with Islam as your religion. What a certificate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would have had the biggest jalsa. That now it's time to rejoice. Now it is time to enjoy. But look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stands there in Arafat and he asks the ummah. He asks the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Hal ballaght? Have I conveyed the message of Allah to you? This is his worry, his concern. Has the message of Allah been conveyed to the ummah? And then when they all reply in the affirmative, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam raises his hand to the skies and he says, Ya Allah, you be a witness. You be a witness. They are agreeing that I have conveyed the message. You be a witness. And if that was enough, that was enough, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he completed his mission. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom they are agreeing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has conveyed the message. But this is Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we're talking about. If it was me or you, we wouldn't have even went that far. As I told you, if it was us, we would have just had one big jalsa now and been happy. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is still in full of fikr. That I have to go and face my Allah. Have I conveyed this message properly? These people are giving gawah. Ya Allah, you bear testimony. They have given gawah that I have conveyed the whole message to them. But then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبِ. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried about me and you. Sahaba got the message. What about me and you who's still going to come generations later, years later? So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells those Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبِ. So those of you that are present, you must convey this message now to those who are not here, those who are still to come. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's fikr was already for us. Had Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not made that announcement there, we don't know if deen would have reached us. Sahaba left there with a fikr that we can't sit now. Whatever we have needs to be conveyed. And whoever they conveyed it to, they taught them that hadith, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبِ. So those people got it and they said, now we have to convey it, and we have to convey it, and we have to convey it. And then it has had the ripple effect, like waves and waves and waves, which have now reached us. So we too must remember that mission of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we too, whatever little we learn, whatever we learn, we must convey it. Sometime, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, that sometime the one whom the message is being conveyed to, he would have a better understanding than the one who heard it directly. Sometimes we will hear something, but we don't really fully comprehend it, fully understand it. We don't really take a sabak from it. But when we mention it to somebody else, the sabak that they take from it, although we heard it directly from the source, but we don't take that type of sabak from there. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes this announcement, Hajjatul Wida is finished, everything is over. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes back to Madina Sharif. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on his final days, in the final days in this dunya. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so sick that he can't even come out of the house to go and perform salah. Salah, which was the coolness of his eyes, his enjoyment was namaz. But he couldn't come out to enjoy that namaz in jamaat. He was so sick. But what brings a smile on his face? When he sees the ummat in salah. When he sees the ummat in namaz, that brought a smile on his face. When he saw the ummat building a big house, that brought a frown on his forehead. He refused to make salam with that person. But when he saw the ummat in salah, that made him smile. Today the ummat's ambitions have gone on dunya. The things that make us smile is the things that made our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frown. The things that made our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smile, those are the things that make us frown. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees the ummat in namaz, that brings a smile to his face. That too is not enough. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is passing away, he is departing from the dunya. Even at that time he is still giving nasihat to the ummat. The sahaba, Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, those that were close, they're putting their ears close to the lips of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In those final moments also, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still making nasihat for the ummat. Still making nasihat for the ummat. And for whom? For the same woman who today say Islam is unfair for them. This Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is leaving the dunya, he is in the pain of maut. He is making wasiyat for the woman, that they must be treated nicely. And today the same woman say that Islam is unfair towards them and unjust towards them. If it is not the injustice of the century, the zulam of the century that the woman, the modernist woman is making today on Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what else can be injustice? Leave those cartoon characters one side. The Muslima, who calls herself a Muslima, and she says Islam is unjust towards her, when her Nabi, his last words he was leaving from the dunya, and he's making wasiyat for her. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even at that time he was worried about the ummat, making nasihat of the ummat. And Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with regards to his akhirat, that was his ambition in the dunya. Peace, harmony, justice, fairness, those were his ambitions. Then when it came to iman, iman must reach every person. Every person must become a reciter of the kalima. He never had any other ambitions in the dunya. He slept on the floor, he ate barley bread, he drank water and ate dates, whatever was available. No ambitions when it came to those things. But when it came for the spread of iman, there Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam traveled long, long distances, hot sun, walking sometime, riding sometime. But iman, that iman must go everywhere. Walking in the streets of Makkah Sharif, Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Stone me, make me bleed, put the dogs on me, send the urchins on me, do anything. Put the sun in my right hand, put the moon in my left hand. But I'm not going to stop. This is my ambition. This is my life's object. That the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must reach the ummah. But for other things, no care. For other things, no care. For the things that we deem important today, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no care. And when it came to the akhirat, then there, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants the highest. There he tells the ummah that there is one place which is the highest stage in Jannat, which is called Maqam al-Mahmud, and it is reserved for only one person. Only one person is going to get that stage, and I am hopeful that that one person is me. That was the tawazu of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he says, I am hopeful that that one person is me. Definitely it is Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he instructs the ummah. He doesn't just rely that, no, I know that that is mine, so I don't have to worry about anybody else. He instructs the ummah that you make dua after every azan that Allah Pak must give me that maqam al-mahmud. وَبَعَثْهُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ. You make dua. And if we make that dua for Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's for our own faida, our own good. And Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is promised that maqam al-mahmud. The door of Jannat will not open till Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knocks on the door of Jannat. But there too, the ambition of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't end. His ambition in the akhirat, one is he wants that maqam al-mahmud, but then he doesn't want to go into Jannat alone. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. That shortly Allah will give you and make you happy. إِذَنْ لَا أَرْضَى وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي فِي النَّارِ. Then I will never be pleased if even one of my ummati is still in the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah Pak tells Jibreel alayhi salam, go and tell Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not disappoint him in the matter of his ummat. We will not disappoint him. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although that Maqam al-Mahmud is waiting for him, and it is such a place that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Mi'raj, already that time he asked Ijazat, let me go away there. And he was told, no, not yet time. But now when the time comes and he can go, then he will say, no, not alone. Not alone. My ummati is still in the fire. I can't go. When all my ummati is out, then I will go. So in the dunya, the ambition of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the message of Allah must be conveyed to entire humanity. In the akhirat, the ambition of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be every ummati of mine must be conveyed to the gardens of Jannah. On the day of Qiyamah also, he's worried about our thirst. He's worried about interceding on our behalf. And then he's worried that we must get entry into Jannah. If only we can get just 1% of the love that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for the ummah. If Allah Pak just give us 1% of that amount of love that we can have for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true muhabbat for Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tawfiq to make amal upon the sunnah of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.